Former New South Wales Premiers Nick Greiner and Morris Yemma are part of this forum that's taking place right now in Parramatta to discuss the way forward for Sydney beyond the upcoming state election in 6 weeks. Obviously, transport and infrastructure are high on the agenda, and both former premiers have some very interesting and rather unusual ideas. David Borger joins us now. He is Western Sydney Director of the Sydney Business Chamber. Hello, David.
G'day, Angela. How are you?
I'm going very well. So you've just stepped out of the forum to talk to us, have you?
I've just stepped out. They're actually talking as we speak, giving their pearls of wisdom, and it's going swimmingly. They're being very candid, which is something that premiers can't really do all the time when they're in office.
Yeah, well, that's good, isn't it? David, winning the West has always been a major goal for both parties, state and federal. Do you think it's going to be the same this year for the state election?
Look, I think it is, Angela. I mean, I guess the issue is that, you know, back in the past, the Western Sydney wasn't really a contestable region. It was essentially sort of a Labor-dominated area with a couple of Liberal National Party seats on the edge of the town. It's far more contestable now, and I think that it certainly makes things more interesting in terms of getting the issues on the agenda, whatever your political view might be. And you know, every election, Western Sydney gets bigger. The population growth there is often far greater than the other part of the state. 2 million people now in 14 local government areas. You know, in 20 or 30 years, there'll be 4 million people living in the West. I think in about 10 years' time, we get to a point where there's actually more people in the West than the East. So people know this. They know that in the West, they're not often sure how to do that, but there's always a lot of interest.
Yes. And so have the former premiers discussed in any way the sell-off, the proposed sell-off of the poles and wires of the electricity distribution network?
Well, there's been a bit of discussion about the Queensland result and whether that actually will influence or, in fact, be a precursor to what happens in New South Wales. And I think, you know, Morris Yemma was quite good. He sort of said, look, privatisation is almost never supported, nor was tariff reductions, nor was the end of the death penalty, nor were lots of other things. But, you know, it's something they see as fundamentally good for, you do it for social and economic reasons, not because it's a popular thing. So I think that issue of leadership and standing up and really wanting to make a difference and leave a legacy is quite prominent amongst both Nick and Morris.
Mm. Are you in favour of the sell-off, David?
Well, I've got to say, I live in Western Sydney and we have 200,000 people that travel outside every day to get work, a jobs deficit. And so there is a great need for infrastructure to really fix these issues around trains and roads and other types of cultural infrastructure, for example. And we only have limited means to pay for that. So I think the idea of moving from one type of infrastructure power to another type, public transport, is a worthy conversation to have and something that is supportable.
Mm. But I understand these former premiers are kind of casting their eye over the whole city, not just Western Sydney, and coming up with their plans for Sydney. Do you want to share some of their ideas with us?
Well, lots of plans for the city. I mean, Morris Yemma was certainly very insistent the other day in the need for a West Metro. So the Western Rail Line's the oldest in the country. Sydney to Parramatta was the very first line that was laid. It's the busiest and very congested. He thinks having a metro-style service there is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Greiner talked about the need for getting a fast express bus service up to the northern beaches, a very constrained peninsula of Sydney.
I think he wants to build a tunnel, doesn't he? A toll tunnel.
A toll tunnel. And I think we've seen recently with the old F3, whatever it's called these days, anyway, the freeway that goes up.
Yeah, the M1. That's the M1 now.
Mm. I should know this as a former roads minister, you think. But anyway, that road will be connected to the M2. Now, that deal is mainly financed by extending the concession. And so, you know, there are ways to get infrastructure done sooner, and it normally involves some form of a toll, some form of a payment that may be deferred for the future. So I suspect Nick's thinking that's an opportunity that can be applied to this tunnel to the northern beaches.
Yes, although, I don't know, I went through the Cross City Tunnel the other day and I was absolutely shocked to see the cost of it. It was more than $5 for this very short trip, and trucks have to pay $10 or $11 every time they go through it.
Well, they do, and of course the other option is to have higher taxes, but not many people vote for that at elections either.
No. Well, the other option is to simply not use it and go above ground, and so I guess you've got to weigh up both those possibilities, don't you?
Well, you do, and I guess Sydney's increasingly constrained where, you know, population's growing, the opportunity for above ground freeways, I think, is very limited in Sydney. Land is very valuable. Average house prices are over $800,000. Compulsory acquisitions, you know, very difficult for governments these days. It was difficult with the West Metro. It's proving a bit difficult with the new WestConnex. So I think governments, you know, need to be looking at a long-term view of how the city's developing, and getting things underground is expensive, but in terms of productivity and cost can be better.
Mm. Well, I know there's part of one part of Maurice Yemma's plan that I really agree with, and that's tear down the Sydney fish markets.
Yes, yes, there. I mean, there's great fish there, and it's a wonderful legacy for our city, but God, it could be so much better, couldn't it?
Oh, it could be so much better. It makes me angry how bad it is there, how disgusting it is. It's dirty and it's I don't know. It's just shocking.
And what a place to have a fish market under a you know, huge viaduct, road viaduct. I mean, the good news is that the fish markets are actually talking turkey. They're working together. The stall holders and the leaseholders are really keen on getting a plan for a much better market for Sydney, and I think that's just great. We just want to see it happen.
Yeah. So are there many, you know, punters at this forum today, David? Are there many members of the general public?
Well, there are. I mean, it's being put on by the Sydney Business Chamber, so there's a lot of companies and people working for companies, universities, sporting teams. We've got Kevin Sheedy from the Giants sitting at our table. The Wanderers are represented. It's really a snapshot of the community, but a lot of companies are here as well.
And how much longer do you expect it will last for?
Well, it's still going, and I should probably get back in.
All right.
And have a listen to the rest of it.
All right. Good on you, David. Appreciate your time. Thanks for stepping out for us. See ya. David Borgia, he's the Western Sydney Director of the Sydney Business Chamber, and he is at this forum. It's taking place in Parramatta today, where the former Premiers Nick Greiner and Maurice Yemma are discussing their visions for New South Wales post-election.